Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here on this wonderful Friday. And today's date is the 25th of March. Looks like the last Friday of the month in March here, 2011. And as usual, we normally do some trauma clearings for everybody, since this is the end of the week. So think of a trauma that you've had. We'll release that. I'll just do a clear to release it from you without counting. So here we go. Clear. That's gone. Think of an emotional situation that you may have encountered where you have a problem. And remember, you have to think of a situation because the light doesn't judge you. So the light can't take away all of your problems that you think you have because they'll just see those as what you created. New to the program, you must understand that the light does not judge itself. And since you're part of the light, it can never judge you. So whatever you have created in your life, that's wonderful because you're here to create. And that's the premise of the light, to do creations. So if you have something that you don't like maybe you stubbed your toe or something, and that would be a wonderful creation in the light, okay? But for you, it hurts, and you don't want to have a stubbed toe because of the pain, then you must request a healing of that so the light can look at it and change that from one extreme to the next. So your typical response would be, yeah, I hurt my toe, and I want the pain to go away. And it could work the other way around. You might say, gee, I want to have more pain. And they could probably also help you having more pain, too, because you're requesting that, okay? So that's food for thought for everybody. And naturally, you don't want to have that. We have no sound from Marie R., so maybe there's a problem. I don't know. But we're on station 2 tonight. Maybe somebody could type that in just in case she's on station 1. So here we go, everybody. We're going to do a clearing for pain, and then we'll do emotional stuff. So a pain body clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more pain release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, hopefully my voice is sounding fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I'm going to do a clearing for people who very possibly had energies come to them from websites that you may have been on. I know we have that clearing on the Creation Lightship website. Somewhere on there is one for websites. I think it might be under Alien Attack Removal. But let's just do this now for everybody. So if you happen to do web surfing, doesn't have to be a metaphysical site or you trying to find out information. It could be anywhere. And sometimes the darkness can somehow give you a psychic attack. I guess the common word is that you got hit by something. So we'll just do that right now and see if we can get that energy taken away. So naturally a lot of people, you know, do web surfing. So here we go. We're going to take away this energy of a site that maybe you looked at and just didn't feel quite right after visiting it. Or maybe you felt okay in the next few days, you kind of felt strange. So here we go. If you know what you looked at, specify that. If not, we'll just try to clear some energy from you that may have had an energetic connection to a website or other websites. Here we go. And this is also on the website, creationlightship.com, where you can go on it to a certain location, I believe, and it will help you with this one for, I think, news and media. Maybe Carrie might know where that is. So I'll bring her up in a minute here. But there's one for information like that that causes you discomfort and harm, like TV programs or something. So here we go. Tend to release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, hopefully that's helped you. Unless you look for emotional stuff. Here we go. So let's do emotional body clearing. Think of a situation that caused you emotional distress. Maybe somebody got mad at you, yelled at you. Maybe somebody saw you and gave you the little oneness sign, you know, driving your car as you cut them off on the freeway or something. So here we go, and you got upset by that. So here we go. 1, clearing that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more emotional stuff here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see how you're doing there. And if we have, I have...
Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Okay, everybody, we're back on again. So, I think we're doing a clearing for people who have visited websites that maybe got psychic attacks or something. So, let's do a clearing for that now. And here we go. So, one, clearing this for you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, you might want to think of the website that you went to. You may not even know that. One, two, three, four, and five. And just see how you're feeling here. We'll take away energy cordings from the internet from you. So here we go. That's probably an easier way for you to understand what's happening. So let's take away these energy cordings. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So just for the heck of it, let's clear your eyes for cordings, because that's what you're looking at the website with. You know, different websites, whatever you go to. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Just see how your eyes are feeling. And we'll find out on the fast chat if that helps you. And now we'll work with, feels like sinuses. Let's try that here. So if you've been attacked or corded by websites, remember your sinuses can give you problems too with breathing, stuff like that, you know, as you get congested. So let's try this for sinuses. We'll just see if this helps. So if you have not been attacked on a website, then this healing will not work, okay? So I just want to get some validation here to see what happens. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll just see what happens here. So let's see if Carrie's on right now. Are you out there, Carrie, or let me just see here. I'll put on here with a question mark and just see if she's there. Maybe not. Okay, so not yet. She got cut off. So let's do another clearing. So again, one, two,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And let's do one for heartache for people. So here we go. Remember, you could be having heart issues, sadness, heartache, because you're on a alien parallel lifetime on a timeline, okay? And you could be physically living on this timeline with the Japanese people, suffering with them and going through what they're going through, okay? So I'll release that from you. Then we'll take you off of a few of these alien timelines so maybe you can feel better. This is why we do timeline crashing. So here we go, heartache clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just see how that feels for you. So we're going to do some timeline crashing. And here we go. And this will be for people that are on a timeline in Japan. So let's see how your body feels toward that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Another timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And let's do a few more timelines. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And if you're listening, Seth, maybe give Carrie a call again. That's what she's requesting here. So hopefully you could do that, Seth. Okay, here we go. Now let's do a trauma clearing again. We started with that on the program, so we'll do it again here. So trauma clearing. Think of a trauma that you've experienced this last week, since today is Friday, and we have our Q&A coming up after this Station 2 program. So here we go, trauma clearing. Think of something to release from you. So here we go.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So let's just see if Carrie's out there. Are you out there, Carrie, in cyberspace somewhere? Well, looks like she's not.
I'm
Maybe
here.
She's
can
in
you
the
hear
Beyondo
me?
Here.
But you
okay.
Don't hear me.
So this is a good indication, you know, why you want to have a space-time crash. So poor Carrie's out there without a phone line. You can't call home. Are you out there, Carrie?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hey, good. You must have plugged in there somehow, huh?
Yeah. Who knows, eh?
Yeah. You know. Good.
Must
we found
have been
you.
Been retrieved.
It oh
doesn't my.
Do a space-time crash for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're on, Carrie.
All right. Well, gosh, I don't know what I missed, but it sounds like you were having fun. So way back when I got disconnected, and I'm sure you've moved on to other things, but I just wanted to let everybody know when you were talking about the media clearing that's online, I did pull that up, and it's I just went into the book where you type in the book that is on the top left of the website that says a list of all our online healing. So I just typed in media and hit go, and it brings up media news event trauma removal. And it's a month-long clearing for $20. So that's the one that that Ron was talking about at the beginning of the show before I vanished into who knows where. And do we have a beep? Did I hear a beep, Ron? I'm not sure. Is somebody out there?
Hello? I heard a beep. Got a beeper? Anybody out there?
Hello? Well, no? Okay.
Hey, maybe not.
It was
so
my line going weird. I heard a faint voice saying, Ron, is somebody there?
Okay, hello, anybody out there?
Okay, nobody's out there.
So I'm thinking about going to another event in about a month. That's what'll be the end of next month. I'm thinking about it. So is anybody out there and in Omaha, Nebraska?
Oh, wow.
So I'm just wondering if that's close by to any of you. They're having a like a health and wellness type of event there. So at some convention center. So I'm checking into that. So maybe if anybody, you know, would like to see me, I'll probably be there. I'll let you know more maybe by next week or something as I figure this out. But it looks like I'll probably go to it. But I don't know how open people would be to the Creation Lightship and this type of work, but you never know. So anyway, if anybody lives in that area and you go, wow, we got a whole town full of metaphysical people who want to see you, that would be great. So we'll just see if anybody comes in the fast chat, if that's close to your neck of the woods there. So anyway, let's continue on here. So let's do a timeline crash for what could be a good emotion there.
Frustration with telephone connections.
Okay.
No, whatever you want, Ron.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. How about for an emotional problem? Well, betrayal is a good one. Everybody likes betrayal to have that released. So here's a betrayal energy release on the timelines. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that's feeling for everybody. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I don't know if you read any questions off the fast chat while I was off wherever I was. So I'm going to just peek back because I know there was one right at the top of the show that was, I think, about timelines, and it was interesting question. And I'm just going back a few pages here. I know it was from Skylar, and I know it was about emotional bodies and timelines. And here it is. Okay, so Skylar is wondering if the alien timelines steal emotional bodies so that the Earth can't reintegrate them. What do you think about that?
Can you repeat that?
Okay, so it's about timelines. And do the aliens steal emotional bodies, and I guess put them on the timelines so that the Earth can't reintegrate them? So perhaps Skylar means when people die,
do the emotional bodies
get abducted?
So far I haven't looked for emotional bodies out there. I don't believe that they do that, because remember, the emotional body needs a host. And looking at this here, they could possibly take an emotional body and stuff it into somebody with a spirit, you know,
on a timeline, so that could be a possibility. So I could say, I guess, yes, but I don't really understand how and why they'd want to do that. They just want to steal you mainly, because the emotional body is here. But, you know, if they do need to have more problems on a timeline, by all means, they could probably take the emotional body and do that. So I would say that could be true, but typically I think that all they want is you.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answered that question. But I'm sure everything is possible, but I don't see any reason for them to do that, unless they want to have all the people abducted onto the timelines to experience more emotions. Because your emotional body, I'm looking at those as just being floating around. So they probably could take you with your emotional body there, okay? So for that, I would say yes. As far as another body, that would be somebody else's emotional body. There's probably plenty of these things around, so probably not. I don't think they're going to be attracting emotional bodies to those, because people already have problems with their own. But that's a very good question. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So also at the beginning of the show, Randy was asking if you could explain what the harmonic frequency clearing is about.
Okay. What that does, you have even and odd harmonics. So I'll do that clearing right now for people, just to give you a sample here. The dark side uses odd harmonics, where the light uses even. And so the discordance that you have with healing, you can never get healed with a odd harmonic healing. So that's the way some of the energies work, and they give you discordance problems through odd harmonics. So I want everybody to look at their body, sense their body where you have a pain, okay? And if you don't have a pain, we'll have you whack your foot or something so it hurts, okay? Get out the hammer and hit your finger, okay? We'll see if this works. But I'm just kidding, naturally, you know. But if you have a pain, I'm going to take away the odd harmonics that the darkness is putting into you, resonating that frequency somehow from the beyond, and we'll just see if the pain goes away. We talk about entities taking away your energies. So let's focus on something. So we'll see who's brave enough to get the hammer out here to sample this here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to take away the odd harmonics out of your pain. 1, here it goes. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, lost audio.
I hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that released the odd harmonics out of your owie. So let's see if we have any comments here. If somebody would like to call in, you could do so even, and just tell me how that healing felt, okay? If it helped you out with the healing, if you feel better by having the odd harmonics taken away from you. So the darkness uses odd harmonics. If you don't know what odd harmonics are, you probably heard somebody maybe move a chair on a floor or something, and it made that awful sound, made your skin kind of crawl. Maybe you remember in school where the teacher was writing on the blackboard and the chalk kind of skipped over and made that awful sound too. That's all odd harmonics, okay? Or if you've actually heard somebody playing a musical instrument and it wasn't tuned properly, which means it wasn't in tune to even harmonics through the different scales, we'll call it, and the different notes did not sound right, you know. Or you heard maybe like somebody playing something and you wanted to walk out of the room because it wasn't in tune. That's odd harmonics. So we'll see what happens here. So basically, that's odd harmonics, and you don't want that.
Another way of looking at it is if you had a car that you're driving and the wheels are not balanced, and you're sort of driving it fast and the car started shaking, that would be like odd harmonics also. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. excuse me. Well, there are a lot of comments here on stuff that you were doing when I was missing. So it looks like you did some stuff for eyes. And, yeah, there's a lot of eye comments I'm reading. I'm looking for a question in here. I can read the fast chat okay today, but I cannot seem to type into it. I've got more cookie problems that I don't want to deactivate in the middle of the show here. So if somebody could type in the Q&A number for tonight, we could do that real quick. And that's the when you can talk to Ron live directly on the conference call after this VBS show is over this evening, a few minutes after it ends. And the number for that is 646-519 5800, and you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that number is 9009 and then the pound sign. So if somebody could type that in, that would be great. And I'm scrolling back looking for a question. Oh, here's one from Tina. Okay, so this one, Ron, is about the twisted and magnetic bodies. Tina is asking, do we need to do spirit infusion after we do each body, or can we do a few of them and then do the spirit infusion?
Yeah, you could do a few of them first, yes. But remember, when you want to do them before you leave your computer. So if you keep doing the clearing, you're fine. You know, if you do, you know, maybe a half a dozen of those possibly, then, you know, you can do your spirit infusion after that many. But it's not necessarily needed after each one. It just depends how centered you are and how you feel. If you feel a little out of whack or something after doing one, then maybe, you know, you have the healing in your body is catching up to that and you feel a little dizzy or something, which could be what happens to you. Then you may want to do spirit infusion instantly to get yourself back into feeling better. But if not, if you want to do like four of them or something or six, you know, just keep doing them, and because that can save you some time being on the computer. And then do one of those after that. So kind of let your body tell you. But, you know, by all means, don't shut the computer off and come back to it in like in 2 or 3 hours and do spirit infusion. You want to do it at the end of what you're doing before you leave your computer. Or somebody gives you a phone call or something when you're doing the clearing, which, you know, happens or the door rings. Then, you know, I would click on spirit infusion so that that's working for you as you're away from your computer, okay? That's what I would recommend doing, too. Remember, the darkness could creep in and start to invalidate your healing, so you want to stay with it with that energy flow, and the spirit infusion will still go on even if you're away from your computer. And we got a lot of comments here, looks like on the fast chat, with that odd harmonic clearing here. So maybe you could read at least a couple of them there. Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Eric is saying to me it was like a fuzzy, bad TV connection, like energy left me instead of the TV. I put my hand on my lower back, Ron, and I felt that get that pain kind of faded on me, too. Amy says, I feel bad electric-like pain energy leaving my body. Randy, yes, had back pain that has left. So, yeah, so that's great. And that, I'll pull that up in a minute. I meant to pull that up. I didn't get to that. I was trying to find the questions, but I'll put that up in a second. Just let everybody know how much that one is. somebody was asking a little bit ago, Ron, I think it was Randy, for a sinus clearing for chemtrails. And Kathy was saying that she has been seeing a lot of them in Southern California, and I have too in the last few days. In between our rain bouts, we've had a bunch of chemtrails. So is there some kind of sinus clearing you could do?
Yeah, we'll do a clearing for your lungs here, maybe a poison release. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. We'll bring in a nice oxygen here, number 17 oxygen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have Freedom is saying that Omaha is a couple of hours away and that they can be there, he or she can be there, so that's great. You've got one person so far, Ron. So that's, is it, what kind of expo is it that they're doing there that you might go to? Is it a metaphysical one, or is it a health food one, or?
Yeah, it's on the web, not on our website, but you could probably type in on Google, maybe Omaha, Nebraska Health and Wellness Event Expo. It's an expo. Supposed to be 10,000 people going to it, and it's the last, I think, Friday and Saturday. So the last Friday of the month, and I think the next day would be April 1st, which would be a Sunday. Excuse me, so it's Saturday and Sunday. That's when the event is. It's some, and what I can recall, it's the some kind of M name word, I mean, or name for a convention center. Maybe about six letters long, but I don't have it in front of me here.
Yeah, okay.
But it is
okay.
In Omaha, Nebraska, health and wellness thing, event. So question about standing wave. So a standing wave is normally when the energy goes out someplace, I believe, and comes back, and it's just sitting there, and it can cause a lot of harm because you have both the waves in one location. I think they're bucking each other. So I'm trying to think how that relates to the odd harmonics. I don't think it works that way. So I don't think the standing waves would be the same as the odd harmonics. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Oh, we got it up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
SharingOfficeOnline.com.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
It's April 30th and May 1st.
Yep, well, you got it. Okay.
Thanks, Tina. Okay, so let's have a peek at where we were. I just pulled up the magnetic twisted. I just put twisted into the little book in the search thing, and it's called The Magnetic and Twisted Body Alignment. It's $150 and $50 for unlimited. I'm not sure how long it is. I think it's a month for $150. I'm just trying to. Oh, it just.
Yeah, the odd harmonic clearing. I don't normally talk about too much, so I don't know if people really need that one or not. Okay, that much. It's probably one of those healings that you may want to try if you know you're not getting well. Okay. Remember, the twisted body one, magnetic twisted body, is one of those that I'd highly recommend doing if your healings are not typically working for you because these bodies are not connected to your spirit properly. Or the other one might have also problems, you know, with connecting with the energies. Yeah, so it's April 30th, yeah, May 1st. So that's the expo. And
great.
We'll just see how that works out. If anybody has been to the last year's one, if you can send me an email on that, that'd be great so I could see, you know, how you perceive that, you know, it's going there. But it looks like a good expo. But I don't think they're probably going to be into aliens that much there, but maybe they are. Who knows, you know?
Understanding.
And understanding the energies, you know. But we'll be doing healings there, and we'll see what happens. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks, Larry, for typing in the Q&A excuse me, phone number for tonight. Mike is asking if you could do a sample of the darkness to light clearing.
Sure. Okay, here we go. So if you have any beings inside of you, not the ones that you eat naturally, but, you know, alien beings, critters, life forms, shapeshifters, they will now have an opportunity to go to the light. So here we go. And it's their free choice, free will. If they are in you and they don't want to go to the light, they will be removed anyway. And the light will love them to death. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if you feel anything shifting in your body or moving, moving out. I'm going to do a clearing for the people in Japan here, and we'll do another emotional body release if people have passed on, and that emotional body is there. Remember, the emotional body can go into all the relatives and cause much sadness, so we're going to release that. And we're also going to do a spirit retrieval, we'll say. The light will find the spirit. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to do this here as the light ship finds the spirit. So one, they're stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do a clearing for the people over there too, and we'll do a clearing for these people for the odd harmonic clearing. Remember, that could probably maybe make them not think clearly. So here we go. One, remember that if you get odd harmonics sent to you, your thoughts may be kind of disjointed, okay? So one, two, since they control the thoughts, they can do that. One, you know, you have some days where maybe your thoughts work fine, and other days you kind of like are missing a few brain cells or something. You don't follow through, or you just have problems trying to think of things. You know, the one brain cell can't find the other one, you know? And or maybe you got three of them and you depend on the other two and they decided to go out to lunch. You know, so here we go. We're going to do art harmonic clearing for the people in Japan right now to help them so they can think better. So one, and yourself listening. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go. And that's also for animal spirits that have passed on too, okay? So let's see if anybody else has a comment about Omaha. If that's going to be good or not. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I don't see any Omaha. comments at the moment. Well, Marianne is saying you never know at some of these conferences who these healers are hooked up to. And Larry is saying lots of people go to alien conferences, which they do, although I think this one is a health conference rather than
alien. Yeah, this one here might be more straight-laced, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And they're going to be having a bicycle ride and stuff. So these people might be more into sports compared to other things, but I want to give it a try, I think. So we'll see here. I can do healing or sports injuries. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Maybe we can Google and see if a lot of people get abducted. If there's a lot of UFO activity in Omaha, they might all come out of the woodwork and see you're going.
That's good, yeah. So I haven't heard too many people. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what... So if you can send me an email, people, on how you think Omaha is going to work for me, that'd be interesting. Maybe you're, you know, 200, 500 miles away, and it might be worthwhile to come there to see me. But just, you know, the mindset of the people. I don't know how the northern people up there, you know, are dealing with this, you know, what we talk about here. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Josh is asking, can we do this for our animals? And Josh, I don't know which clearings were going on when you said that. So if you want to type in which ones you mean, then I'll read it out again and Ron can know. But a lot of the clearings can be done for our pets. But if you want to let me know what specific one you were talking about, then Ron can let you know. Tina has another question about, it's kind of a little similar to Skylar's question at the beginning, which is, do entities still have timeline problems? So,
that's
kind of what you were talking about at the beginning of the show. So emotional bodies of people who've died, do they have timeline problems? So I don't know if you were listening at the beginning, Tina.
I don't think so. I don't think so on that one. Because I think the entities would stay here. Remember, the entity needs a host. Now, if the entity happened to body hop in a person, let's just say that you're here and you got, you know, a couple hundred entities because you, you know, like chocolate or something, and you get abducted to the timeline, okay? So now you're in the Beyondo living that, and the entities are there living that with you. Now, what if one of those happened to body hop into somebody else? Or they're floating around in between, and the timeline got crashed. Well, that entity now is in the Beyondo, right? Floating around, just like your spirit could be, possibly, or your body. Or maybe it might come into somebody else. So I just don't know. It's quite interesting to think of that. Remember, the entity needs a host. So if it had no host, it would lose life force energy and no longer exist. It has to be attached to a body to live. And that's about all I can say there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So how long can a ghost live without a body? Because people see ghosts that are from hundreds of years ago. I've seen some that I know they didn't die recently back in England. So how long can they last without a living body to attach to?
Good question. They could probably attach to people in their energetic field around the body and not actually hop into a body.
Let's try
that here, okay?
Okay.
Let's assume that you have entities floating around you. Interesting show tonight. This is our paranormal show, you know. So they don't want to come into you because maybe they think you smell or something, but they want to get your energy, okay? They don't like you, okay? But they want to get your energy. So these are for people who have entities on their backs, we'll say, right? Hanging onto the front of them or backs, right? So let's take those off of you. So I normally work with the entities that are inside of people. I never thought of this way, okay? Here we go. So let's work on your backside. and just see if any are attached to you, like courting you or hanging on to you. So here we go. Count to 10 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, no. Large Air Force Base in Omaha. Oh, great. 1.
Oh,
oh no. The aliens are going to be there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How do you people feel? Get up and walk around. See if you feel different. Your body getting looser? Do you have more energy? Okay, so we'll see what the people comment on with this here. So we can go, I guess, about till 5 minutes after. So we got about 10 minutes more on the show here. So.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay. So Josh was asking if we can do the darkness to light for our pets. And so, yeah, when that comes back on the website at some point, we can. Right, Ron?
Yeah, so that'll be up within a month here probably. I need to get recentered here and, you know, get back home and stuff and decide what I want to do here and how to redo some of the site. But anyway, we're... That will be coming up. Let's see what we can do next here. The reason why I made that comment, a lot of the people that I work with are or have been in the military, or their, you know, their parents have been and stuff. And I would say probably about half of the people that I work with have had that affiliation. And somehow, I can't say how or why, but so I may have a lot of customers there. But anyway, we'll see what happens. But I don't know if a lot of times it looks to me by some of the people in the audience, they kind of, the men have kind of short hair, not judging this at all, but they do look pretty conservative. And that's why I was kind of curious if anybody knows what the group of people are like in Omaha. So I haven't been there. So if they're very conservative... Well, one guy's laughing. That's pretty good here on this picture. And he is black. That's good, too. That is great. I'm sorry out there, everybody, but I just see this here. That's good. Two people are black that I see there with a white guy talking, and they're laughing. So, and there's other black people. This might be a great event, you know. So, anyway... I'm just kind of used to the people possibly, you know, who are very, very conservative in the northern part of the country who don't know about this stuff. But yet we have James Gillian up in Washington, and that's north, and he has the UFO sightings there, so it might be good.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, Mike is saying that his perception is that they're nice, hardworking people, maybe a bit closed-minded. So you never know. I'm sure there's a mix. There's probably a mix. When we get done, I'm going to Google UFO abductions in Omaha and see what comes up.
Okay.
Because I bet there's some people, you know, who've had some really weird experiences, and you'd arrive and they'd be like, oh, thank goodness for this, the answer at last, you know, somebody that can help me and I don't have to hide and not be able to talk to anybody. I bet this, if there's a big airport place there.
No,
you'll find a little secret group up there, Ron. You'll have a whole Omaha following before you know it.
Yeah, Questing here says, Bible Belt States will be praying for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So, anyway, I'm there. I can do a lot of releasing of their... injuries of sports and stuff. So that's what self-care is about, too, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so where are we, everybody? We got 5 minutes to go. Yeah, let's bring the star Bethlehem.
Oh, good idea.
And we got our Q&A. We'll just say I'll be on there, you know, 5 minutes or so here. So here we go. Star Bethlehem coming. stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. That's here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm trying to find a question. I'm going back a few pages. Lots of nice comments about different energies and things people are feeling from what you've been doing. Oh, gosh.
I heard a beep.
You did? Oh, is anybody there? Hello, hello, hello? Anyone on the line?
Well, who knows? Okay,
I didn't
back
hear
to you,
a beep. Okay, I know somebody a while back was asking for a sampling of the robotic clearing, but I don't know if you did that when I was missing.
Oh, nope, that one yet, so let's do that.
Okay.
So, the robotic clearing.
And I think Maria was asking
for... Yes, okay, a lot of people have maybe a lower back problem, hip problems. So, here we go, taking the energy there. So, getting it released. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll put in some lubrication there into your... hip joints there, ball and socket. So let's see if that helps you too. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You want to get up and walk around and just see how the healing is working for you. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I've gone back 8 pages. I'm still trying to find another question. I hope I haven't missed it. Anybody's questions. Okay, 8:02, so we have about 3 minutes left. All right. Well, should we do Be Here Now? I mean, do a mind-to-heart drop. Should we do that? We haven't done that in a while.
Okay, here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards. This you should be doing daily, everybody. I'm sure you know that, but we'll do it this time for you. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. That's the mind to heart drop. So when you do this, you know, you want to command your spirit to drop that mental consciousness down into your heart. This is how it works. Your spirit's doing all the work for you, but you need to, you know, get it online and tell it to do this. So this is how it works. And we'll do the Be Here Now. So we're going to bring you back from some of the parallel lives that you might be in. And I'll count to 5 to bring your spirit back a little more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And bring your body back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Carrie. Back to you.
Okay. All right. And we do have a couple of requests for the spine. So maybe an alignment, a spinal alignment to go along with the above the hips there.
Okay. Let's do entity release there.
Oh,
entities
good idea.
Can come into you and pull your spine out. So here we go. Entities being released. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see if your back feels better. And our time is about 5 after, so let's probably end the BBS program here. So we'll be on the Q&A coming up. I'll give you the phone number again. We can probably type it in the fast chat, and I'll be looking at the fast chat doing the Q&A and it'll be an hour in length here. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. And we like to go to the people back east since it's later for them. And they can come on with their questions first, and then we'll go over to the west coast. So this is Ron Amatron, and that's Carrie. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks,
and,
Ron.
And we'll see you all hopefully on the Q&A coming up here. And if somebody can maybe type in the fast chat, the telephone number for everyone, that would be wonderful. So 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and we have our we have a four-hour special healing tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, which you can get on to that if you wish, on a conference line, and that's on the website. And then we'll be having our last of the month, the eight-hour alien life form removals, parasitic energies out of us. This is what we call the body rejuvenation session. So if you're interested in that, that's also available. That'll be this Sunday for 8 hours in length, starting Western time is 10 o'clock, Pacific time is 1, 8 hours in length. So, blessings, everybody, and we'll see you later. Next BBS show is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Thank you, everybody. And send me an email if you live around Omaha. I'd like to know how you feel about that event and if you want to come to it. Thank you.
Good night.